Guy Fieri, Food Network host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Guy Off the Hook, Guy's Big Bite, and Ultimate Recipe Showdown joins us once again on bourbonblog.com. Hi, I'm Tom Fisher, and I first met Guy at the Kentucky Derby, and I learned that Guy is quite a bourbon fan. I was always a fan of Guy's, and now I'm an even bigger one. So I've invited Guy back for a fresh interview here on bourbonblog.com.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, man?
Well, I'm furniture shopping with my wife, so that's what I am in the middle of doing, and we're looking at couches today. Oh, can you feel the magic?
I really appreciate you taking a little time out to talk to me once again.
Absolutely, brother.
I have to ask you, how was the rest of your trip after I met you there at the Bourbon Oaks brunch? How was the rest of your time in Kentucky?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I will be back without question. I had the best time. That whole event, I've tried to tell people, I mean, I've been to some really great events. I mean, I love going to Super Bowl, and I love going to big ball games and concerts. I mean, I dig all of it. But I got to tell you, not only are the nicest people in the world that you find there, just the whole excitement, the whole, and not just the excitement, but the history, the tradition, the whole, I mean, it was just, it was amazing. We had such a great time, and hopefully we'll be back. Matter of fact, we're looking forward to it. If we get the opportunity to come back, we want to come and do some fundraising. Wow, man, what an awesome time.
Yeah, and you made it a really special derby for us for the Home of the Innocents fundraiser and just having you there and getting to know you and knowing that you like bourbon. I was watching The Best Thing I Ever Ate the other night with the bacon episode. And I started wondering, and I was thinking about the questions I would ask you. I wanted to ask you what the best thing you ever ate or drank with bourbon in it is.
It's funny that you would say bacon, and then you're going to ask me what was the favorite, what was one of the best things. I had, believe it or not, a bacon bourbon in Minneapolis at this place called Town Talk. They made bacon bourbon, and they infused the bourbon with bacon. And I'm not kidding you, man. It was, well, let me just put it this way. For my birthday, they sent me out a bottle. It's that good. I mean, it had distinctive of a flavor. I would say that's one of the favorites. I mean, I think always, I like to put, a little bourbon in barbecue sauce. I think that always, has a little play. I've used it in a variety of cooking techniques, usually using something with beef and onions and someone making a real savory sauce. So I don't know that I have a dead set favorite, but do I think it goes hand in hand? Without question.
Bacon-infused bourbon, that sounds really tasty.
Oh, you got to check it out, man. It is something that it's something you won't forget.
I know you're back in California right now. Where have you been traveling lately? Where have you been shooting?
Well,
where have you been going?
I've been, let's see, we did Texas. That was quite an adventure. We were down in Houston, so we did that. I'm on my way to Cleveland. And where else have we been? Texas, Cleveland. We're going to be hitting Boston soon. We're hitting Charlotte. I mean, we have been, you name it, we have been there. And then I'm getting ready to go back into the studio at Food Network in New York to do Guy's Big Bite at the end of August.
Love that show. I love them all, actually. Are there any particular diners, drive-ins, or dives that you want to tell us about that we may be seeing on future episodes?
Oh, you got so many great ones coming up. I mean, I really have to tell you, I can't take credit for how fantastic these places that we find are. I mean, I have a really dynamic team that makes this stuff happen. They're the ones that really seek out the locations. And this, I mean, just they have just been unearthing, and a lot of it has to do also with the viewers and their passion and their appreciation for the show and giving us these recommendations. But I got to tell you, we have just been blowing it up. We did some places in Chicago that were out of control. Houston, out of control. I mean, just crazy places.
How do you actually classify?
You like how I answered that question without telling you anything? Because I can't reveal my sources, buddy.
Hey, you did it in an eloquent way that only you can do it, and I kind of figured that might be it. How about this, though? I know what diners are, and I know what drive-ins are, and I feel like a dive is one of those things that you just know it when you see it. Is there actually a definition that you have for it, though?
I don't think there's really a definition, or at least I don't have one. When we first started the show, people say, well, We're not a drive-in because, you know, we don't have that. We're not a diner because we don't have the thing. You know, we don't have the metal side, the thing. That's real good language. And so you're saying we're a dive? Oh, gosh, we're not a dive. Well, my parents started this business 50 years ago. No, wait, slow down. We're just saying it's diners, drives, and dives, and everything in between. And if it's funky, we'll find it, you know? So I had to come up with some other language to kind of get people in the understanding of what it was. But, you know, we've gone to places and they said, a dive? Are we a dive? No, we're a dump aspiring to become a dive, you know? It's all fun and games, you know. What we're doing is we're just looking for America's unique, eccentric, crazy places. It's just highlighting Americana. So when people want a real definition of what is it, that's about the best I can give them.
And you really do spotlight Americana in a way that no one else on TV that I've ever seen has done it. What have you learned about Americans and America, the real heart of it, when you go to these places?
I mean, we're the best country in the world. I've lived overseas. I've lived in Europe, and I mean, we have a great world. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to get too much on the soapbox with it, but we're America. I mean, we are so blessed with opportunity, with nostalgia, with character, with uniqueness, with diversity, with all these things. It's just crazy. I mean, you go into these different towns that are in different states, that are in different parts of the country. You know, it's a whole other world that's going on. Like we were down in Houston, and I'm just like, this is crazy. The temperature, the environment, the people, the habits, the hobbies, the whole thing. So what I just tell folks is, you know what, we are so blessed, and we should just get out there and celebrate more of these little small eateries and these mom-and-pop joints that are there, because it's alive and well, folks. All you need to do is just slow down and take a look around, because it is amazing. I've been doing this for 2.5 years now. I've been to over 300 locations, and I still am jaw-dropped every other day by going in some of these places and just going, I wish this was in my neighborhood.
And the nice thing to know is there are places like this no matter where you go. There's always the dives wherever you travel, and finding those must be just a heck of a lot of fun for you wherever you travel.
It's so amazing. And you know what we do is hopefully when we get back to Louisville, hopefully next time when we come back to the Derby, hopefully we'll be able to either come into it or leave doing it, you know, shooting diners in that area, because we didn't have a chance to go around and eat much because we were on such a whirlwind tour. Knowing all the character and all the people and all the unique situations we were in, there's got to be some real fantastic places for us to check out. So I gotta come and discover some more of that area.
I'm going to make sure you see them. I promise you that. There's plenty
Maybe
of good
I'll
ones.
I'll just have you come and be my tour guide. I mean, you're the inside track cat. You know, you got the lowdown. We'll just pair up and have that and have a go at it.
I'm up for it, Guy. Absolutely. Absolutely. When we're talking about Americana and you're looking at around what's happening now, with the economy we're in, have you found ways that people are stretching their food dollars, whether they're eating out or cooking in? How are you finding that people are doing that?
I think we're looking at quality versus quantity. You know, I don't have a real heartbeat on all the pieces about, you know, how the dollars are being spent, what business is up and what business is down. But I will say that I think people are really starting to gravitate towards quality. That doesn't mean a burger is not quality. It doesn't mean that it's fast food. I mean, it's just, you know, grass-fed beef on a, you know, homemade bun and real French fries that were cut right then, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think what people are doing, and I think that's why we're starting to see an increase and people attending culinary schools, is that people are getting back to the basics. We took about a two-generation jump on food training, on food living. It used to be passed down through the family, and then, you know, then went to dual family incomes, and things changed. Kids didn't learn how to cook. It wasn't passed down from grandma to mom. Kind of overlapped, and I think now people are coming to realize, hey, wait a second. I can't eat everything I want to eat anytime I want to eat it. I'm going to be on all kinds of medication. And I think that's what I'm starting to see, and I think that's why the mom-and-pop joints that are doing it and doing it the way that, you know, they've, you know, survived on, I think that's why they continue to survive. And we see some chain concepts going up and down. It all comes down to quality and quantity.
Have you ever eaten a brain sandwich?
A brain sandwich? I did have brains the other day.
Did you really?
I eat them, but I'm bummed. But seriously, no. I had brains and eggs. Where was I? That was in Oklahoma. Yeah, I was in Oklahoma. I had brains and eggs. I don't like eggs. I'll eat brains. I mean, I eat anything once, but I'm not a real fan of the organs. My rule is if it had a job, I'm probably not too interested in eating it. I don't want anything that had to push or filter or look or smell or or step. You know, I don't want any of those pieces of the animal. I've had pig ear sandwich, pigtail soup. I've had pig steak, calf fries, lamb tongue, cow tongue. The only thing I won't go, and I can't even smell it get cooked, liver.
Oh, liver, right.
Yeah, liver. That's the one thing. I mean, talk about Superman's kryptonite. I can't even talk to you about it. It makes me wheezy.
That is some pretty rancid stuff. I agree. We actually have a big festival, and brain sandwiches are a big – deep-fried brain sandwiches are a big thing. That's one of the reasons why I was asking.
That's awesome.
They can be good. We always have some sort of oddity that comes up every year, you know, the kangaroo meat or something strange every year that they deep-fry.
You know, try maybe spleen on a stick. You know, there could be a whole new festival.
You may have just given birth to quite an idea there.
Hey, why don't you just stick to chicken wings or something, huh? You make it easy on everybody. I got to make it out there when you do spleen on a stick.
Oh, yeah. And you have a couple restaurants of your own. Three Johnny Garlics, two of the Texas Wasabis. How is that going for you? And what are the plans to maybe for other restaurants or just sticking with these
for
the moment?
The plans are wild and the dreams are big and there's all kinds of stuff going on right now between the four shows on Food Network, the five restaurants, the two crazy kids, the dirt bikes, the hot rods, the dogs, the wonderful wife, all that kind of stuff. I'm just holding on with both hands right now, just trying to keep it all going in the same direction. And fortunately, it is. But yeah, we've had little talks about Vegas. Well, not little talks, we've had big talks about Vegas. We've had big talks about Seattle and Portland. You know, up in this. Up in the coast, up in the areas that were around, because they got to be accessible. Oh yeah, there's more restaurants coming soon. My business partner's chomping at the bit.
I can't wait to get out to one.
Well, brother, I'm telling you, you got an open invite. You just got to let me know when you're rolling out. We'll get you dialed in.
That will be exciting. And I tell you, we've had a lot of great feedback on your appearance on Bourbon Blog, and I want to make sure that everyone says it the right way because I know how to say your name the right way. Let's hear you say it the right way.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Everybody. Yep, and everybody has their own little dialect, their own little spin on how they say it. I'm proud of my Italian heritage.
Well, we're proud of you, and we're proud of the spotlight that you give to all the places you go, and you really make me feel proud to be an American and feel proud to be a foodie.
Well, brother, you got a real pulse on it, and I told you this when I met you. You know how to do an interview and make it a conversation, and that is, in my opinion, the reason that people, you know, you get so many people tuning into you. Is because of that, and you keep it up, and it's, you know, we're doing the same thing. You know, you're highlighting me, and I'm highlighting them, and, you know, what we're doing is just taking a moment to recognize, you know, what we've got here. Like I said, we're blessed. I mean, we're in the greatest country in the world, and, oh, granted, we have our problems, and we have our ups and our downs and all that kind of stuff, not ignoring those realities, but the fact of the matter is where can you get such a melting pot of cultures and people and opportunities and all this? And so I applaud you, my friend, for taking the time to, you know, highlight a cat like me, because I'm just out here having a good time and bringing a lot of opportunities to a lot of people that deserve it. So,
well, Guy,
thank you for thanking me for thanking them.
Guy, and I thank you.
You're awesome, bro. You're really awesome.
Thank you so much for your availability. Have a fun time shopping for those couches.
You know what? I think she's already bought everything and they're loading it in the truck. So I think I just get to get in the car, you know, get in the truck and go home now.
Yeah, just pop on the back of the truck and ride down the road on your new couch.
All right, brother. Take care.
Thanks, Guy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Check out our video interview with Guy. I'm posting it right underneath this interview on bourbonblog.com. Or simply go to bourbonblog.com and type in Guy Fieri on the search bar. Thanks for joining us here on bourbonblog.com. I invite you to sign up for our bourbon newsletter so we can keep in touch with you and let you know all the bourbon happenings that are going on. You'll find that button on our bourbonblog.com right over to the right side. So sign up. You wouldn't want to miss a party, would you? We only encourage responsible and legal drinking. So be safe, be legal, and never drink and drive.